Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, the final hour of the show and the Riled Up segment. Was it still humming last night, Andrew?
Oh, plenty of Eagles calls still.
Is that right? Well, people not over it. Live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975. Let's get right to the business, see what we got today.
I'm not a guy who tries to look for the consolation prize, especially when the season's gone awry and the loss to Carolina is still gnawing at me. But this season's not a surprise because it's so hard to repeat. So I remind myself that we'd be having this same crappy season if we lost the Super Bowl. So let's thank God we're having it after we won the Super Bowl.
Well, that's a concept, a way of thinking that I don't share.
Yeah, I'm not about today. Like, I get it, big picture, and we think about that a lot, what happened in January.
Mm-hmm.
But the teeth of the season's still going on, so I can't go back there yet. At some point, I'm sure after the season, I'll go back there at some point. But right now, I don't want to punt on this year.
Yeah, I'm not ready to punt when you're only a game and a half back of the Redskins, who are leading the division. And, yeah. And the trade deadline hasn't happened yet. That's going to be maybe the big key, what happens over the next 7 days.
Well, the big one, the Saints giving Eli Apples big because that now that leaves the Eagles and the Patriots for Patrick Peterson.
Yeah, and Belichick doesn't like to give up much. So Howie can maybe jump to the front of the line.
Yeah.
For PP. What's next?
Yeah, I'm riled up. You don't call a timeout instead of clocking the ball at third down and you throw a play to the end zone and then fourth down when you could have got a first down within like 3 yards. So stupid. This is the dumbest play calling I've ever seen. Ridiculous.
Yeah, well, the whole thing, they had two timeouts there and getting ready for a big play. Sometimes you want them to call a timeout. Yeah, Lynch is in town for surgery, by the way, with Dr. Yeah. I think it's Dr. James Andrews. So he's been here
That's why he's on injured reserve.
Yeah, Vincera, I think, is where he's at. So he's been in town. So that's why the Federal Donut hookup. So don't get any crazy ideas.
Well, no, he's on injured reserve, so he can't play.
Yeah.
But he likes the Federal Donuts and chicken.
What's next?
What's he talking about, the play call, though? Is that the Giants play call?
No. He's talking about the play calling of the final series for the Eagles.
He thinks that on the 3rd-and-2 play, they should have called a timeout and regrouped.
Yeah.
All right. Because the game last night, it was weird how they ran two sneaks in a row and didn't get in.
Yeah, with Eli.
Mm-hmm.
No sense.
And your boy, Carson Wentz, we all love him. 17 points, and in the fourth quarter, he almost throws two interceptions, and then what's going on here? This is why we got a guy like this. To win these games when the defense falters. He can't do it. He hasn't shown me yet he can come back and win a game.
Oh, there you go. See, that's the guy that's taking glee in it. To bust your wagon.
Yes. So if you feel that way, I don't know what to say to you other than he was 30 for 37, right? Yeah, he threw two bad passes. All right. what do you want to do? You want to say he's a failure? You want to go where? You want Nick Foles back? Is that it? Are you a closet Foles guy? Because there's a lot of Foles people that are rooting against Carson.
They don't want Carson to succeed because Foles got the ultimate thing done?
Mikey Miss had a couple of those calls yesterday.
Is that right? I tell you, the Foles people are like Jedi mind tricking people. They're trying to like...
I don't know.
I don't get it.
I don't know what it is, but I don't know what... How you can be that upset on the Riled Up 2 days afterwards, when the kid was 30 for 37, threw for 310 with two receivers.
Defies logic.
And did you see the next-gen stats I sent you guys yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I saw these.
His expected completion percentage was 63.8%, but he actually completed 81.1%, which is plus 17.2%. That's fourth-best performance this season.
Yeah, I saw that. Fourth-best performance this season. But you can't even go next-gen stats because all they're going to say is, yeah, when it mattered most, you didn't get it done.
What's next?
I am rattled up that the Eagles lost, but I'm like in that mood that you get, like when your mom and dad just get so angry that they can't even yell and scream. They just are so angry that they're actually calm. But I don't know what to think about this team. I guess we're just going to have to give up on the fact that they could win anything this year, that it's just going to be an ordinary year.
Why?
The city just isn't meant to have dynasties in my lifetime, it seems.
Why do you got to give up on it now? It's week 7 is over. They're not 1-6. Is the record different on their computer than it is mine?
Here's the other thing, too. You can't give up on anything dynastic. All right, so worst comes to worst. They don't win this year, but they can come back. As long as Wentz is healthy, I still believe that he's a shot to win something.
Why do people want to fly a flag? I don't get it. Because they won the Super Bowl last year and it doesn't feel as special?
Man, it's riled up, man. It riles me up.
Yeah, it does. And maybe that's the new tone of the riled up line.
I liked it better when it was fun.
Yeah, well, it's not fun to be a fan right now. It's not fun when you blow a 17-0 lead, right?
No, it's all okay.
What's supposed to be fun here? You know what I'm saying? I'm done. Okay. What's next?
With all due respect to Jason Peters, I mean, I think he's done. He's washed up. You know what I mean? He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, but he does not deserve to be in the starting lineup anymore. I mean, how many 3rd-and-20s are we going to have because of this guy?
You know, it's funny. There's a lot of Big V. A lot of people calling for Big V. I never thought that would happen.
We love to call for the other guy when somebody just has a hiccup. You know what I mean? Like that.
Fairness, though, he has not played well. Like, you can't make a change yet because of what he means emotionally to this team as well.
His presence.
You know, I mean, he means a lot to this team. So he's a leader, the whole thing. But the caller's not wrong. I mean,
no, he has not played well. Yeah. Let's take a live call. And Mike is on the live line on the Fanatic. How you doing, Michael?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
I'm completely lost for words. I can't believe that people actually are blaming this loss on anything but the offensive line. You leave your defense out there for an entire quarter. It's not the game plan. It's not the play calling. It's the offensive line. You can't move the ball. You can't possess the ball. You're not going to win a game. You leave your defense out in the fourth quarter the entire time. You expect them to not give up 21 points? You're insane. It's the most
fetching. Well, I couldn't disagree with you more.
Me either.
Those drives took 2 minutes. What are you talking about?
The middle
drive from the Panthers took 2 minutes.
That big play down the middle, right?
What guest are you talking about? Before that drive, they got a first down. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Blaming the offense. That's one I hadn't heard yet. It took to Tuesday.
They're
to get
gassed? Are you serious?
It's unreal.
The Eagles held the ball predominantly for the first 3 quarters of play.
Well, they had the 96-yard drive to go up.
What are you gassed at?
What's next?
Did they, like, actually lose this game? I don't even know. I don't even know, guys. It's crazy. Jim Schwartz needs to, like, take his coordinating skills somewhere else.
Is he talking about the game this past week, or is he talking about the Jacksonville game?
The Jacksonville game
is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, I think that was.
Oh, that's what he said. Okay.
He said, did they really just lose this game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm having a hard time hearing the calls a little bit. I want to get the line for this week and see if it's moved at all. So I'll give that to you momentarily. Eagles, Jacksonville, in London. Big Ben.
I want to find out who's going.
Yeah.
It's a shame because all the fun stuff around this year, like the London trip, I mean, that's a great time. Again, it's a great time. People were going.
It's almost like it was predicated on them being good. But they're a 3-point favorite right now, Anthony. Over under, pretty low, 41.5. Eagles, Jags. All right.
Well, Jaguars can't score.
No.
Those games in London have been low scoring. The field is tough because it's longer grass.
Over at Wembley?
Yeah, it's not predicated for speed.
You ever been over there to Wembley, have you?
Not to Wembley.
I'd like to go there.
But I've not been to Wembley.
All right. I've never been over at all. What's next?
Been to Wembley.
I am tired of these close losses because of mistakes by our own players. And now the season is over because of a handful of games where we lose by less than a touchdown, and we are now conceivably out of even the playoffs with a 3-4 record. Reigning Super Bowl champion, 3-4 record. They're playing like crap. Absolute ridiculousness.
Yeah, I don't think the season's over. I really don't think the season's over. Did he sound like it sounded fake to me, that call.
You thought he was maybe a fan of another team?
No, it didn't sound like at all, like how a real fan would react.
Didn't seem authentic?
Play it again, Andrew. Did you tell me this is an authentic sports fan?
I am tired of these close losses because of mistakes by our own players. And now the season is over because of a handful of games where we lose by less than a touchdown, and we are now conceivably out of even the playoffs with a 3-4 record. Reigning Super Bowl champion, 3-4 record.
Okay.
They're playing like crap. Absolute ridiculousness.
Was the language like authentic?
Yeah. I think you maybe just got a little nervous on the line.
Less than a touchdown. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
The vernacular just seemed off to me.
Yeah.
First of all, season's not over. Come on, dude.
I'm trying to look back to see when the last time.
You'll be upset. All right, I get it. I'm with you. But season's not over.
This notion of the year after you win the Super Bowl that you're going back to the playoffs is not as prevalent as I thought it was. The Baltimore Ravens failed to make the playoffs after going 8-8 after they won. What is that Super Bowl? I don't know what those letters are. Is that 53? Or not 53?
My eyes are shot.
Is that 47? The Giants didn't go back, had a 9-7 record, didn't go back to the playoffs after winning a Super Bowl. There's what in Super Bowl 46. So there's been a couple of times where they don't go back to the playoffs. The Pittsburgh finished third.
Wait a second. You think the season's over?
No, I don't. But to act like that it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to win the division, just because you win the Super Bowl doesn't mean that you go back to the playoffs the next year. I thought that would have been more prevalent than that.
I got news for you. If they don't win this division, it's a colossal disappointment.
Well, it's a failure of a season.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know who we missed? We missed Sean Jackson. Past couple weeks, realizing that we really don't have that solid of receiving core, oddly, people called in and said, you know who we missed? Torrey Smith. Yeah. Torrey Smith. Fourth quarter, Torrey Smith. How we better pick up the phone and try to get a trade for D-Jax or something. I don't know what the case is, but let's go out and at least complete this season with some dignity.
Well, is Tampa ready to trade him? Are they going to trade DeSean Jackson? I don't see that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I like him, but I don't think that happens.
Yeah, you'd obviously be interested because he's exactly what they need, can stretch the field. But I don't see a reason why Tampa Bay is going to trade him. Doesn't seem to make sense to me. Tampa on the season right now, Anthony. They got off to a great start this year, but right now Tampa's at 3-3. They're not going to trade him.
Their defense is horrific, though.
Yeah. But
so
what do you get?
I don't think they trade him either. So
yeah.
I think it's
a pipe dream. Let's go to Tom on the live line at 610-632-0975. What's up, Tommy?
Yo, to all the people questioning if Carson Wentz is clutch or if he's a killer, the kid was an MVP. So you need to stop. Find a new hobby, find a new sport. He has no weapons, he has no protection. The kid is the cobra, as they say.
Thank you, brother.
Come on now.
All right. Well, he wasn't the MVP. He was the leader, the MVP leader when he got hurt.
He would have been the MVP.
He would have been, yes. But he hasn't won one yet. But he will. He's going to be an MVP of this league in the season. Absolutely, right?
Yes.
But he is a cobra, he said.
Yes.
Which you agree with, of course.
Well, I said he was a cobra.
Yeah. You crowned him a cobra. A king cobra.
After that picture where it was close next to Sam Bradford. You're a cobra next to Sam Bradford.
You are, yeah. You know what he should do? Remember the movie Cobra with Stallone? He always had the wooden match in his mouth. Carson should chew a wooden match. That's a good look, right? Remember Cobra? He had that cool black car with Brigitte Nielsen in it.
I didn't see the Cobra.
You didn't see Cobra?
No, I missed that.
What?
I missed that epic film.
Oh, man, it's a thespian performance by Sly. Jeez. What's the matter with you?
I missed the cover.
Oh, it's a good movie. What's next?
Nikki Sixx would have completed that drive.
Oh, stop it.
Just saying.
Are you kidding me? He wouldn't have got him down the field. Nikki Sixx.
Nikki Sixx.
That's a tweak job, that riled up call.
That's great.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's really not great. What's next?
Well, we finally realized that the old adage holds true. No team in the NFC East has won back-to-back division titles since the Eagles done it back in 2004. This team is not winning the division. I don't care what you say. You can say what you want to say about Washington. They're 4-2. We're 3-4.
Yeah, but are you that far back in the division that it's not able to be overcome?
I hear you. You're right. They're Washington's leading the division, but did you watch the game against New Orleans? If you watched the Monday night game a couple weeks ago in which the Saints obliterated Washington, you would have the same thought I did, which is they're not going to run. They're not capable of running and hiding. Not with Alex Smith as the quarterback.
Yeah. Now, the score of that game was 43-19 in New Orleans. So they got their doors blown off in that game. And yeah, Alex Smith. He is less than stellar.
That's not a great team. Now, again, could they win a division? Yeah, I guess they could. But that's not a great team. The Eagles can still win the division. I can't believe that everybody's just sticking a fork, one giant fork in the year.
At 3-4.
In the season.
At 3-4. I would get it if they were 2-5 or 1-6. But I don't get it at 3-4. Well, ye of little faith.
Well, and again, I just look at this division and go, I don't know how you can count them out.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's Riled Up, and it's brought to you by Riley Sales. You riled up, get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros that will get the job done right.